This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. We are at the Habitat of the Cat tonight. Jackson Center, Ohio, should be an outstanding game. Anna Rockets come to town to take on the Jackson Center Tigers. Both teams undefeated, 3-0 in the Shelby County League. Anna 5-0 overall. Jackson Center 5-1. These two teams have split their last 16 games right down the middle, 8-8. In fact, of the last 16, 11 have been decided by 4 points or less. Chuck, something's got to give here tonight. Anna coming in, having played a soft schedule so far. Undefeated, though, give the Rockets a lot of credit. 80 points a game. Jackson Center's usual outstanding defense, only giving up 39. What in the world is going to happen this evening?
I would say something in between that. I don't think Jackson's going to hold them totally down, but Jackson's got two huge league wins on the road at Rushi, at Fort Loramie.
Yep.
And I think that gives them a lot of confidence. But you look at the kids down here for Anna, and I see a lot of names I remember.
Yes.
They got a lot of kids back, a lot of talent, a lot of kids score for them. And that's going to make it a little tougher, I think, for Jackson's defense tonight.
Now, we can talk all we want about the Anna Rockets scoring this year. When you stop and think for just a moment, Chuck, about 40 points did graduate 1 year ago. The likes of Benjamin, Cathcart, Rodman, Mason Platfoot, that's a lot of punch. at the offensive end of the floor. But head coach Nathan Barhorst for the Rockets has rebuilt in a hurry. Keep in mind, Riley Huelskamp, Bart Bixler, all played a lot last year, as did Griffin Dosek. And those three young men have combined so far this season to total about 45 points a game among the trio. Bart Bixler's had a couple games over 20. Rockets have roared right through a light schedule, beating Bodkins, Fairlawn, New Knoxville, Houston, and Bethel. Four of the five of those played at Anna. This is only the Rockets' second road game. This is a critical contest in the Shelby County League. If Jackson Center wants to win the title, important to hold serve here at home tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Nate Barhorst comes in here realizing that even with a loss out of here, if they play well, you know, that's something you can build on. Jackson, on the other hand, they can't afford to lose a home game in the league. I mean, that's just what you said. You got a whole court.
Rushi Raiders, if you look at the young men, the blue and gold returned to this year's club from last. Based on experience, perhaps the preseason favorite in the Shelby County League, yet Jackson Center held Rushi at the Raiders gym to a mere 44 points en route to a 48-44 victory. This Jackson Center team this season, Chuck, has got a little more firepower offensively than the last couple years' clubs.
It does, and I'll tell you what they have that no other team in the area has is Scott Elkert as their coach.
Right.
And he is as good a basketball coach, I say this all the time, not only in this area, but in the state of Ohio. I've been doing this a long time. I've coached, I've watched, I love basketball. I have not been around a coach that does a better job on both ends of the floor than Scott Elkert.
Jackson Center has won a couple of pretty close games already. As I noted, the four-point triumph at Rushi. Here, a couple weekends ago, Jackson Center defeated Coldwater 58-56. Six-point win for Jackson Center on the road at Fort Loramie in a game that we covered last weekend on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center is coming off a last Saturday night victory over Indian Lake here by a score of 55-33. The lone loss suffered by the Tigers came at Columbus Grove 37-31 when Jackson Center was unusually cold. This Tigers team this year, Chuck, is shooting nearly 50% from behind the arc, averaging 50% from the floor this season, and is shooting 47.5% from the floor on the year. It's warming up in this gym already. I can feel it.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And Jackson, because they got the right kids shooting the threes, and they shoot it out of their offense. They don't come down and just launch. They run their offense, take good shots, and that's why they shoot the ball so well. You look at Aiden Reichert, who is a star in the making. Right now he's a 6'4 sophomore, played a lot last year as a freshman, getting better and better every time we watch him play. Tonight he's going to have some size and some bulk to go up against, and I'm anxious to see how he handles that.
Jackson Center Tigers are shooting better than 70% at the free throw line. We don't see too many boys teams shooting that well at the stripe. That's a significant figure because the Tigers, if past history has anything to do with tonight's game, if Jackson Center's got a lead late in the third, early in the fourth, and they shoot free throws that well tonight like they have all year long, you can almost put it in the bag.
Yeah, they make free throws, and that has been a staple. That is what they do. They get a lead, and then they make you send them to the free throw line. And again, the right kids handle the basketball in that time period, and the right kids go to the free throw line.
Griffin Dosek is having an outstanding year for this Jackson Center team, or I should say for this Anna team. He's at 14 points a game. Bart Bixler at 14 points a game. Riley Huelskamp at 13 points a game.
That's impressive.
Yes, it is. Bixler and Huelskamp didn't have to score double digits on that club a year ago.
No.
They could have, and they're proving it this year that they can do it. Those two guards, Bixler and Huelskamp, if you stand one on the other's shoulders, Chuck, you'd probably total about, what, 10.5 feet?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we go and look at this, Bart's 5'11", and Huelskamp, they have him listed at 5'10". So, you know, and I think sometimes they stretch a little bit.
Right.
But, no, they're two outstanding athletes. They're not just basketball players, they're athletes. They're great football players, and they do a great job all over the floor defensively and handling the basketball, and they're good scorers.
And the go-to guy is Griffin Dosick. He can shoot it behind the arc. He can take it to the rim. He can lead the fast break. He's unselfish. He assists the basketball extremely well. He'll post up. Interesting matchup. Who guards Griffin Dosick for Anna? Who guards Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center?
Right, and you want to stay out of foul trouble because you got to kind of, in your mind, think, okay, this is my best defender against him, but do I want him to pick up two quick fouls playing defense in the post? So, you know, you got to weigh that against what's best for the team.
And so far this year for Jackson Center, the sharpshooters have been Reichert, as we noted, 14 points a game. Trent Platfoot, very solid jump shooter from 15, 16 feet on out, including behind the arc. He's at 12 a game, and you can't discount Esther, Elkert, and Reese. You give them some freedom, they'll knock it down.
Well, Esther had a couple of big plays down the stretch against Fort Laramie that helped him win the basketball game. And if you let Elkert set his feet, he's not a big, tall kid, for sure. But if you let him set his feet, he's got incredible range. I mean, he can go out to 20, 22 feet without a problem.
These two programs are in good stead, Chuck. JV game was a good one. Anna won at 47-41. The ball handling was solid. Each team knew how to play the game and work the basketball. Jackson Center had a late lead by six. Lost by six in OT.
Yeah.
We saw the Jackson Center JVs lose a tough one at Rushi. A lot of balance in the league at the junior varsity level this year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any outstanding team, but they're all very competitive. You know, and we haven't seen a couple of the teams yet, obviously, but
right.
The JV teams that we've watched are very solid. The coaching in this league freshman JV varsity is just as good as it gets.
And Scott Elkert for Jackson Center, Nathan Barhorst for Anna. Match strategies here tonight in what should be a superb Shelby County League boys game. The homestanding Jackson Center Tigers entertaining the visiting Anna Rockets. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. Our anchors are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports-based coverage around. In addition, we say thank you to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between to south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, thank you. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And in Anna, thank you, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. 2 new sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, and Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Great game upcoming. We've got the starting lineups in the opening tip. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, very potentially a game of contrasting styles here tonight. Anna Rockets want to push the ball up and down the floor, averaging 80 points per game so far this year. Jackson Center may say, you're not going to push the pedal that hard. As you said, Chuck, Jackson Center may not be able to keep it in the 40s, perhaps 55 points for the winner. That might be in the Tigers' favor.
Well, I think so. I mean, Anna's not going to score 80 points tonight, but I don't think they're going to score. If they score in the 30s, they're in trouble.
Each team 3-0 in the Shelby County League. No other club in league play has won more than one Shelby County League game. Anna and Jackson Center tied atop the standings with 3-0 marks. Obviously, this is the first of two meetings this year between these two teams. They'll meet again later on in the regular season in round two. And that game is set for Friday, February 1st at Anna. That would be the second meeting between these two clubs. Shelby County League, seven schools. There are six games in each round, or I should say each team plays six games in the first and second rounds, a total of 12 contests in all. I like the setup, Chuck. You've got a true champ when you play home and away everybody in your conference.
Absolutely. I mean, the winner of the league deserves to be the winner of the league. Last year we had a three-way tie because we had three teams that were outstanding, and they all three deserved to share, and that's what they got.
Anna Rockets in the road green, white numbers, white piping down the sides of the shorts. Jackson Center Tigers, home white, black numerals trimmed in orange, orange and black stripes down the sides of the trunks. Opening tip to start the game is won by Anna. It is taken down the floor in a hurry by Bart Bixler into the lane. Quick shot, short, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. That's Anna's M.O., pushing the ball, shooting quickly. Here's Jackson Center attacking to her left. It's Reese on the arc to Riker. Riker's got the basketball for Jackson Center. Riker opens up at a wing. He'll post up. 6'4", just a sophomore. 14 points a game. Here's a driving left-hander by T.J. Esser. It is much too strong. No good. Rebound by Anna. Quickly down the floor. It's Hulskamp. Dipsy-Doo maneuver in the paint. Five-footer. Bounced around. Came off. Stick back is good by Griffin Dosick.
Boy, they beat him down the floor twice now.
Jackson Center Tigers open up with Trent Platfoot, 6'1", senior at guard. T.J. Esser, 6-foot senior at guard. Christopher Elkert, 5'9", junior out front. Manning the inside spots, Jaron Reese, 6'2", junior. Aiden Reichert, 6'4", sophomore. Rockets lead it 2-0. We played a minute 10. Here's Reichert at the foul line on the arc to Reese. Ball high overhead. And he dribbles right into traffic. Good tie-up by Carter Elliott. Elliott put the clamps on the leather. Alternating arrow favors Jackson Center, which will throw it in. 6:41 to go opening quarter. 2-0 in favor of Anna. Tigers have the ball 25 feet away. It is Trent Platfoot on the bounce. Picked up by Bixler. Flat foot foul line, leans in, almost shot it, didn't. Gave it up to Reichert on the arc. Dribble drive into the lane.
Wow.
Look at that move. Left-hander's good. What a play by Reichert. We're tied at two. We played a minute 40 here in the opening quarter. Isaac Leininger, 5'11 junior guard for Anna. Teams with Mark Bixler out front. Bixler is 5'11 and a junior. Riley Yulskamp, the outstanding football running back, 5'10 junior at guard. Bixler, the QB on the football team. And Carter Elliott, 6'4 senior post player, is in the opening five with Griffin Dosick, 6'5 and a senior. A little confusion down on the floor.
Well, the referee on the baseline thought the basket went in, and it did not.
It was a great drive to the rack by Dosick for Anna. He swiveled in the lane. His shot spun around, did come out. Whistle blew inadvertently.
Well, he thought that he was telling them they had to bring the ball in out of bounds, but the basket was not good.
So, we've got a resolution. It's Jackson center ball, side court. It's thrown up the floor to Flatfoot. We're tied at two. Empty possession for Anna, last trip down. Shot missed, even though one official wanted to count it. Baseline left, Jaron Reese. Reese spins in the lane, shot blocked. What a play by Carter Elliott of Anna. He swatted that loose. Here's Hulskamp pulling up on the arc for the Rockets. Bingo! 23-footer, Riley Hulskamp. 5-2, Anna. Bo with Benzman on the floor last year, Chuck. Riley was a little reluctant to let it fly.
Well, he didn't need to. And I mean, you play roles, and last year they played their roles well. This year they have to be scorers.
5:20 left in the first. Dribble drive, top of the circle by Jackson center. And trying to creep his way into the lane is T.J. Esser. He's checked too aggressively, holding foul on Anna. It goes on Isaac Leininger. Tigers will throw it in far side. 5:20 left to go opening quarter. 5-2 in favor of Anna. Ball thrown in backcourt to Flatfoot. Up the floor against Bixler. That's a good matchup right there. Fine quickness. Flatfoot with a size advantage by a couple of inches. Ball thrown outside the arc on the right to Christopher Elkert. Back to Flatfoot. Both teams playing man-to-man. Right wing, it's Jaron Reese. Carter Elliott on him tightly. Here's Aiden Reichert. Oh, that's that duo. What a match that is. Reichert against Dosick. Driving underneath the basket all the way to the rim goes Esser for Jackson Center. Then heaves it right corner to Reichert, who doesn't shoot. He holds on. Fakes left, goes right. Spin move against Dosick. He can't penetrate to the rack, and then he lobs it back outside to Elkert. Near wing to Reese. Jackson Center milking clock, making Anna play defense. 5-2, Anna leads by three. Reichert on the arc, right flank. They clear the floor for him. He wants to go against Dosick. Can't do it. Dosick shuts him down. Ball released on the arc. Given right back to Reichert, who hits a cutter down the lane. Jaron Reese got the feed from Reichert and laid it in.
Good patience that time by the Tigers.
And the deliberateness by Jackson Center paid off. They worked long and hard for a two-pointer. 5-4, Anna, 3:57 left opening period. Here's Isaac Leininger outside the arc on the right for the Rockets. Right corner, Bixler. High right, Carter Elliott. He backs up and buries a long triple. Wow, Elliott, the 6'4 big man on the perimeter. Yep, obviously, Chuck, we've gotten a dose of what Anna's done to five straight opponents this year.
Well, they haven't played anybody that's real, real good. But when you beat them as badly as they have been, that's all you can really do.
8-4, Anna. 3:26 left, opening quarter. Right flank with the ball. It's Reese out high right to Flatfoot. Foul line for Jackson Center. Now to Reichert, right side of the floor. And he chucks up a long left-handed jumper. It rattles around, comes off. Anna snatches the board. Here come the Rockets in the forecourt. Elliott gives it up behind him to Hulskamp. Rockets lead by four. 3 minutes to go, opening period. Right wing Bixler looks for Dosick. Bixler fakes left, goes right. Bart into the lane, leaves it behind him for Bixler. Jump shot, three-pointer, bullseye!
That was Dosick.
Griffin Dosick nails it from downtown, 11-4 in favor of Anna. In backcourt, Christopher Elkert for Jackson Center. Up over the timeline comes Christopher, hounded by Bixler. Left corner, Jaron Reese. Here's Jaron jumping his way into the lane. Ball is deflected. Loose ball rebound laid in. Good job, but Blackfoot low on the right. 11-6, Anna up 5. 2:20 left, opening quarter. Jackson Center alertly snared the missed shot that didn't touch the rim. Rockets down below us have it. Leininger, bounce pass. Far corner of the floor for Dosik. Slapped out to Jackson Center. Clock stops, 2:08 to go. First period of play. 11-6, Anna in the lead by 5. Rockets inbounding left of the rim at Schulzkamp. Well, Griffin Dosik stands every bit of 6'5". He's grown a couple inches since last year, Chuck.
That was a smooth jumper he just hit from the top of the key, yep, too.
Straight away with the ball is Bixler to Leininger. Little give and go to Cam Stewart has checked in. Stewart, a 6'1 junior. Stewart gave it up to another cutter, Riley Hulskamp. He darts down the lane. He's chopped on the arm, and he's awarded 2. Minute 54 left to go here in the opening period. Anna 11, Jackson Center 6. Couple of free throws for Riley Hulskamp, 13 points a game. 5'10 junior. He connects. Free throw number 2 upcoming. We've heard so much about the Anna Rockets' first few weeks of the season so far, Chuck. Every bit as good as advertised.
Well, we were supposed to see them at Rushi, and they had no power, so we didn't get a chance.
Second free throw in. Bixler pops both through the netting. Here is pressure in backcourt by Anna. Anna knocks it away from Jackson Center. Tigers get the loose ball. Scattered floor. Elkert on the go. Rumps down the right side. Meets resistance as he bowls his way into the paint. Defensive foul called against Anna. That's good judgment by the referee. Couple of free throws here for Christopher Elkert of Jackson Center. Tigers alertly had an opening and decided to go get the basket and hustle it down the floor. Anna with a surprise press on Jackson Center's last possession after the made hoop by Anna. First free throw by Christopher Elkert is in. Second shot by Christopher Elkert on the way. Swish. He hits 2. 13-8. Anna up 5. A minute 42 left here in the opening quarter. Riley Hulskamp, top of the circle, gives it to Dosik at the elbow on the right. He's guarded by Aiden Reichert. Ball thrown mid-post area to Hulskamp, who fumbles it. Then he walks back out of the arc with it. Handoff on the play to Leininger. Isaac gives it up straight away to Dosik. Shot fake. Foul line. Down the paint. He's tripped on the way to the cup. And he's got 2 free throws.
Yeah, they bit on the ball fake that time. He got the defender raising up and went right around him.
These two clubs shoot 3 so well, you can't help but be faked out when that ball goes up in the air above the shoulders and heads of the shooters.
And at 6'5", he can shoot over top of most defenders.
Oh, yeah. Free throw by Dosik is right on target. Foul shooting has been exemplary so far. Dosik in again.
Perfect form right there. Perfect form.
15-8, Anna by 7. Minute 21 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center against pressure. Ball bounced ahead to T.J. Esser. Now the Rockets relent. It is Leininger on Esser. Esser up the floor to the foul line. Gives it up left wing. It is Garrett Pringer in off the bench. He has it swiped. Good play by Cam Stewart of Anna. He zips down the floor all the way to the rim. Lays it up and over the iron for 2. Superb steal by Stewart. 17-8 in favor of Anna. 52 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Flatfoot in backcourt for Jackson Center. Checked tightly by Bixler. Blackfoot between the rings. Each team has made a substitution. Stewart on the floor for Anna. Pringer in for Jackson Center. Garrett, a 6-foot junior. And Cam Stewart, a 6'1 junior. Tigers have 26 seconds on the clock. They're working the ball patiently to our left, trailing by 9, 17-8, late in the first. Blackfoot between the rings. Near the colorful Tiger logo at midcourt. Gives it up to Christopher Elkert. Hand off on the play to teammate T.J. Esser. He starts a drive, pulls up foul line, backs to the head of the key. and hits a cutter, zooming in from the left wing. It's caught and laid in. Garrett Pringer got the deuce with 2 seconds left. Anna heaves it 60 feet off the top of the glass. It's no good. And the quarter concludes. The Tigers got the last fielder, but Anna's ahead by 7 after 1, 17-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee here at Jackson Center. Critical Shelby County League boys game tonight. Anna in the lead by now 9 as we start the second quarter with fine penetration from 5'11 guard Bart Bixler for the Rockets. He got below the foul line and hit a fadeaway jumper. And then Anna steals the inbounds pass from Jackson Center. It's Bixler with the takeaway, and he buries his body into the paint area. Cleverly draws a two-shot foul. Anna off and rolling up by 9. This club is explosive. It's got so much firepower.
Well,
Chuck,
I'll tell you what. Right now, the impressive part is their full-court pressure. Jackson doesn't have a clue right now.
Anna is extremely quick. And the Rockets are displaying that speed. Free throw by Bixler curls out. Second shot, swish, 20-10. Anna up 10. Rockets' biggest advantage so far in this game. Half minute gone in the second quarter. Here comes Christopher Elkert up the floor for Jackson Center. He's over the timeline on the bounce with the left. Elkert picks up his dribble 25 feet away. Goes to Jaron Reese behind the arc. Handoff on the play to Flatfoot. Flatfoot gets a nice alley down the right side of the lane, goes to the rim and banks home a runner. Beautiful play by Trent Flatfoot. And then Bixler beats everybody down the floor for Anna. In the paint, shoveled it, missed it. Rebound stick back by Cam Stewart. It bounces off. And Jackson Center tears away the rebound. Long outlet down the floor to Reichert. Out of control. Couldn't get it to go. And Anna's got the rebound. Quickly, forecourt left. Look out. Dosik, a long three. It glances off the iron. He goes out of bounds in the corner. Touch last by Jackson Center. Action fast and furious. 6:46 left here in the second quarter. 20-12 in favor of Anna. Baseline right of the basket. Ball being inbounded by the Rockets. It's Bixler. Top of the circle to Stewart. Cam, the fine place kicker for the Anna Rockets football team. Bixler in the lane area. Goes on the arc to Elliott. Straight away to Stewart now. Near side pass to Huelskamp. Foul line extended right, Dosik. Rockets play pitch and catch around the arc. Here's Stewart 25 feet away. 6:20 left, second quarter. Anna 20, Jackson Center 12. Bixler in the right corner. Double team momentarily. Wants to penetrate. Goes to Dosik straight away. A long bomb. Look out. He hits it. Griffin Dosik from downtown.
It's textbook. Penetrate. Draw the defense. Find him on the top of the key. And put 3 points in the scorebook.
23-12 in favor of Anna. Here's Jackson Center trying to squeeze its way down the lane. Knifing toward the rim hard. Goes Esser for the Tigers. And he drew a foul. Don't think he was in the act of shooting. It's common. And Tigers will throw the ball inbounds. Baseline to the right of the rim. Substitution, Trevor Sosby, 5'10 sophomore in now for the home team. Ball thrown straight away, 25 feet out to Platfoot. Spin move, foul line, fades, and gets the roll. Friendly bounce off the rim. It gently hit the iron and rolled to the back and hit the glass and trickled down through. 23-14, Platfoot gets the shooter's roll. 9-point lead, Anna. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Deep in the left corner, Stosic wants to drive on Riker, who shuts him down. Now to Stewart. He probes the middle. Gives to Bixler on the arc. He sends it back out to Yuleskamp. Bixler in the right corner. Platfoot checks him. Attempted screen by Stewart. Bixler, foul line extended right. Loops it cross court to Yuleskamp. 9-point lead, Anna. Little pick and roll. Yuleskamp, Dosic low in the left. You can count it. Boyle and Griffin, Dosic. And those long arms in that 6'5" frame, get it that low, Chuck, it's 2 points.
Well, he's got 12 points, and he is just playing outstanding.
He's just a bucket away from his per-game average. 4:55 to go here in the second quarter. Anna 25, Jackson Center 14. Platfoot 35 feet away, goes to Reichert on the arc. Boy, Dosik's not only played extremely well offensively, he's checked Reichert pretty well. Here's Reichert, bowling his way down the baseline to the right of the rim. He got his shoulder around the defender, Dosic, and got a step beyond him. Dosic had to foul to prevent the two, and Reichert is rewarded with two shots at the stripe. Boy, Aiden Reichert has had to work extremely hard. Free throw by him, hits the front rim, back rim, bounces to the front again, in it goes. 25-15, Anna up 10, 4:41 left here in the second quarter. Second free throw, Aiden Reichert, Jackson Center Tigers, and he flips that one up, and it's true. 25-16, Anna's lead is 9. We near the halfway mark, second quarter. Here is Bixler on the arc, foul line extended right to Dosic, 28-footer. Wow, another one, Griffin Dosic. Woo!
That was deep.
Oh, that was really deep. That was Victor Oladipo style right there. What a shot by Dosic. And the lead for Anna swells to 12, 28-16. Dosic so difficult to defend. On the bounce, left side of the floor, goes Blackfoot for Jackson Center. Now he's at the short corner of the baseline. Lobs it out back to Reichert. Back to Platfoot. He's open, 3-point land. Good! A long one by Platfoot, and Jackson Center gets a timeout. 28-19, Anna, 3:57 left in the first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks. So you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Oh, we thank our grand underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Here's Jackson Center on defense against Anna's Dosic, who enters the paint area, back to the basket, gives it up on the arc to Carter Elliott. Now to Bixler straight on. Yuleskamp's got it, 22 feet away, high left, through the top of the circle on the bounce. Near side to Elliott. He's made 1 3 already. He hoists this one up, off the back iron, no good. Rebound in the lane, fall away shot, yes, by Dosic. He's on fire. How many, Chuck?
He's got 17 and a 10-point quarter going right here.
30-19. Anna's lead 11. 3:11 to go here in the second quarter. Dribbling between the circles is Pringer for Jackson Center. Out back to Platfoot. Platfoot on the bounce. Goes right flank to a teammate. Here's Sosby trying to size one up from three-point land. Missed it short, no good. Long rebound ricochets to Yuleskamp for Anna. Down the floor to Bixler. 11-point lead Rockets to try to stretch it. Pick and roll, Dosic for Yuleskamp, who pulls up foul line. Good! Rockets lead it now by a 32-19 count. Timeout called by Anna to set up the press. 2:41 left until halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Anna Rockets lead the Jackson Center Tigers, and it may be by a bucket more now as Jackson Center enters the ball to midcourt, and Reichert is pickpocketed by Uhlskamp. He dashes the other way and gets a gimme two at the rim. Anna doing everything right. Another steal by Stewart. Back to Uhlskamp. He overshoots baseline right, and Riker's got the rebound for Jackson Center. Boy, these Anna Rockets are fast. They play taller than their height, and they can shoot lights out. The lead is 15 for Anna. Here's Jackson Center penetrating, shoveling it toward the rim as Sosby off the backboard. Iron, no good. Fight for the rebound over the back against Anna. It's common. Jackson Center will inbound it. At the bottom of the foul lane on the left, 2:04 to go, second quarter, 34-19, Anna up 15.
Well, we're starting to get the answer to our what something's got to give. They've almost got what Jackson gives up a game at halftime.
Exactly. Anna averaging 80 on a pace to get right at 40 here at intermission. 34 for Anna at the moment, a minute 50 left here in the second quarter. 34-19 lead for the Rockets. Here's a long tray, 23-footer by Reichert. It hits the back rim, goes way up in the air. And as the ball is landing into the palms of an Anna rebounder, we have a foul. No, ball may have hit the support.
It hit the support.
Yep. The cable up above the backboard as that ball shot up there by Reichert, hit the back iron. And it accelerated way up into the air as if it was bouncing off a trampoline. And it did catch the cable above the glass. So it's Anna's possession. Rockets up 15, 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Dosik, left flank, goes into the corner to Bixler, wants to drive. Oh, look at that shake and bake move.
Wow.
All the way to the rack. He's got it.
Unbelievable.
Bart Bixler. And we saw him make those kind of moves at quarterback on the football field.
Yeah.
And he's more shifty without the equipment on him here on the hardwood.
Yeah, that was a heck of a hesitation down there on the baseline and got himself wide open.
Oh, what a play by Bixler. 36-19 in favor of Anna. Here's Blatfoot wiggling his way into the lane. Tried to squirm free. Got a fadeaway shot away. Missed it. There was contact before he left the hardwood. And it's ruled a common foul. Ball out of bounds to Jackson Center. Griffin Dosik gets a breather. A minute and a second to go in the first half. Boy, his 15 minutes well earned. He was terrific here in the first half for the Anna Rockets. Here's Blatfoot circling out high for Jackson Center. Gives it to Riker. He explodes to the rim as he worked his way right by a couple Rockets who commit the foul. One of the two got him on the elbow, and Riker's got a couple shots at the stripe. Tell you what, Chuck, that may be the M.O. for Jackson Center much of the rest of the night. Do as well as they can taking it to the basket. Get free throws, score with the clock stopped. The free throw by Reichert dances all around and goes in. 36-20. Anna in the lead with 16. 52 seconds to go first half. Second shot by Reichert, short, barely caught the front of the ring, and the rebound deflected right to a green jersey. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. The lead 16 for the green and white. And out near center circle is Hjulskamp, and he just bounces it around. Weaves it to Bixler. Half minute to go, second period. Ball given up 25 feet away. Handled there by Hjulskamp. Hjulskamp now pulls it back out even further with 17 to go in the first half. And Anna up by 16, 36-20. We expected a much closer game here at halftime. Here is Hjulskamp going to the foul line, pulls up, wants to shoot as it's stripped. 4 seconds left. Jackson Center with a loose ball. And here's a foul against Anna in the half court. Christopher Elkert forced the action as he twirled his way right around Hjulskamp, who reached out and pulled on his arm.
Well, he's the one that picked Hjulskamp clean at this end, took it the length of the floor and got fouled at the other. They got a chance to get it down to 14 with a couple of free throws.
1.6 left here in quarter number two. The shot by Elkert is on its way. Yes. 36-21 is our score in favor of Anna. It had been 36-19. Second shot, Elkert on the money once more. Let's see if Anna can get a shot in 1.6. Here's a long one by Bixler, a 55-footer off the top of the glass.
No good. Has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is halftime at Jackson Center. Anna Rockets 36, Jackson Center Tigers 22. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, I mean, it's all Anna. We're a little surprised. It's a 14-point lead, but Anna out-rebounded them 9-6, 3-2 offensively. The Rockets only turned the ball over twice in the first half. Jackson turned it 5 times. The Tigers 7-8 from the free throw line, and Anna 5-6 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Rockets, they were led by Griffin Dosick. He was terrific with 17. Riley Hjulskamp chipped in 9. 5 from Bart Bixler, so the big three scored 31 of their 36 points. They got 3 out of Carter Elliott. and they got two from Cameron Stewart off the bench. They scored 17 and 19, 36. On the other side, Blackfoot came alive a little bit. He scored 9. They got 5 out of Reichert. They got 4 from Christopher Elkert, all from the free throw line. And then Pringer had 2. Reese had 2. They scored 10 and 12. They trail at 36 to 22 at the half.
Anna Rockets, Chuck, had a great football season. Griffin Dosick didn't play. He was out with an injury and couldn't suit up. He's back on the hardwood playing hoops. Boy, can you imagine how good that Anna team would have been with Dosick? It was an outstanding club anyway. Advanced into the playoffs in the postseason. Bart Bixler, you really don't appreciate his quickness till you see him up close and personal here on the basketball floor. He was the quarterback on that football squad. He had a superb season as well, but he darts around like an Energizer bunny. You just simply you try to put a thumb on him here, but he's gone.
Well, you know, as an old basketball coach, the first thing, big guy's nice, jump shooter's nice. You love the point guard, man. If you've got a good point guard, then you're going to have a pretty good basketball team. And Bart Bixler is as good as there is in the area.
I don't know how you slow down this Anna club. It's like trying to plug up a dike. You fill one hole, and another one springs free on you.
Well, I mean, they're scoring offensively, and it's impressive. But their defense has been impressive too. They've been picking the with the full court press. They're forcing Jackson to take shots they don't particularly want to take. Blackfoot, of his 4 baskets, 2 of those were really tough twos that he made. So Anna doing a great job on both ends of the floor in the first half for sure.
And the Rockets are up by 14, 36-22. Biggest lead was 17. About 5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. That's our halftime report. Brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com, we'd like to say thank you to Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none. It's the most valued agency in the region. Located at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. 36-22, Anna over Jackson Center here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast, presented as always by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we spotlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each school, Ashley Mullenauer, sophomore cheerleader Jackson Center, and Hannah Shoemaker, senior cheerleader at Anna. Ashley, a sophomore, as I noted, a 3.8 GPA, daughter of Brian and Chrissy. She is a volleyball setter that takes part in religion classes, volunteers at church. She plays point guard on the basketball team, center field on the softball team. She has a younger brother in the eighth grade, and she would like to be a dental hygienist. Hannah Shoemaker, senior cheerleader at Anna, a 3.8 GPA as well, daughter of Bill and Sherry. She is a football and basketball cheerleader, participates in SAD, FTA. She is a hurdler in track, takes part in Eco Warriors, and participated in the chorus for a school musical. She'll go to a four-year university, pursue something in the business field, and her sister Rachel graduated last spring from Anna. Ashley Mullenauer, sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center. Hannah Shoemaker, senior cheerleader at Anna, highlighted here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Third quarter starts, Anna up 14, Jackson Center with a quick miss. And here's Uelskamp with a rebound. He scurries down the floor, angles in from the right side of the court, and he draws a two-shot foul.
Well, Jackson got what they wanted that time. They got a nice shot out of flat foot. It just wouldn't drop.
It was a fine look by Trent, as he managed to squirm his way into the lane area. Ball hit the backboard, trickled off, and then away went Uelskamp the other direction. His first free throw was up and good. 37-22, Anna ahead by 15. Uelskamp fires again on target. 38-22, Anna in the lead by 16. Pressure applied by the Rockets. We got five green shirts, five white shirts in backcourt, and Anna steals. Shot by Uelskamp with the left hand is in. Riley Uelskamp took it right away. Jackson Center being pressed and turning it over. 40-22. That's Anna's biggest lead. Here's T.J. Esser down the floor for Jackson Center. He's got a little avenue down the lane to the rim. Shovels it in there and a foul. Three-point chance for Esser for the Tigers. 40-24. Anna ahead by 16. Anna can press. Anna can shoot. Anna can rebound. The Rockets have some depth on the bench. Enough size in Dosik at 6'5", Elliott at 6'4". Free throw by Esser, a little hard. Hit the back rim, hit the front rim, and stayed up there forever and ever and fell in. Three-point play, Esser. 40-25, Anna by 15. Here come the Rockets up the floor at Uelskamp, outside the arc on the right to Elliott. He goes high-low for Dosik. Ball tipped to Jackson Center. Dosik got it back. Short corner jumper. Hit the backboard rim. Came off. Jackson Center's got it. Here's Flatfoot down the floor. He's below the foul line in the paint area. Spins. He better get out of there in a hurry. He does. Gives it up to Elkert. 30 feet out. Right flank, Esser. Straight away, Reichert. But Dosik has covered him up neatly tonight. Good defense by Dosik on Reichert. And here's a hooking foul, far corner of the floor against Uelskamp of Anna. A little bit too aggressive. Jackson Center will throw in on the common personal. 6:44 to go, third quarter, 40-25. Anna in the lead by 15. We've got two games for you tomorrow. Fort Loramie Versailles girls should be one heck of a match. Tip-off 2:30 on the web online on Scores Broadcast at 2:10. Chuck McBee and Jim DeBelt will bring you the coverage. Jim's got his own website. He's a statewide girls basketball guru. He knows his stuff. He knows the Tigers and Redskins inside out. Here's Riker, low post left. Got a good feed from Blackfoot and nailed it off the backboard. Good shot by Riker of Jackson Center. 40-27. Anna's lead reduced to 13 until a dipsy-do move by Bart Bixler. He faked out a couple of Tigers, and he hustled his way to the rim. Outstanding drive up and under for a deuce.
I've not seen Jackson play defense quite this poorly, and I'm going to give a lot of credit to Anna and their offense.
Right. Here's Esser, 30 feet out, picked up by Stewart. Esser foul line, now to Reichert on the arc. Shot fake. Takes Dosik to the baseline. A short corner, left-handed half hook. Hits the rim, skips across. Rebound stabbed, out of bounds, off Anna. 42-27, 15-point lead Rockets. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Again, Chuck McBee and Jim DeBelt. 2:10 webcast time tomorrow afternoon. Fort Loramie Lady Redskins entertain Versailles. Only one loss between the two programs this year. Good inbounds play by Jackson Center, and Riker gets the easy basket low on the left. Well done by the Tigers. Anna retaliates. Here's Bixler penetrating the top of the circle. Forced one from the foul stripe. It barely caught iron and went out of bounds to the Tigers. Anna continues the press. 13-point deficit facing Jackson Center. 5:27 to go in the third. And Bixler and Stewart over guard. Reese was knocked to the floor. Quickly, three team fouls on Anna here in the second half. Boy, Jackson Center would like to get to the 1-1 as soon as possible. Again, 10 players in backcourt. 5 green shirts, 5 white. Esser inbounds to Platfoot, 75 feet away from the rim. Now Anna backs off. Platfoot against Bixler. Platfoot up the left side. Tigers need to get him going. Now Riker, 25 feet away on the right. Cross-court pass is telegraphed. Good anticipation by Uhlskamp. He darted in front of the Tiger player and took it 60 feet to the rim for an easy basket.
Looked like he playing defensive back, except he didn't spike the ball after he scored.
Exactly. Beautiful awareness by Uhlskamp. Outstanding anticipation by him. It leads to an easy Anna field goal. 44-29 Rockets. Here's a fadeaway shot outside the lane on the right. Good! What a maneuver, but Blackfoot. Unconventional delivery. He'll take it. He was in the short corner, pretty well guarded. He raised up his right knee, faded, and poured it through. Jackson Center, far side of the floor, gets a hand on the ball and steers it out of bounds. Rockets possession, 13-point game, 44-31. Anna in the lead, 4:32 left in the third. One thing about the double-digit lead for Anna, Chuck, is that the Rockets play so fast, it could get away from them pretty quickly, too.
Right. Well, the backdoor cut by Uhlskamp and a good reverse layup pushed it back out to 15.
Riley is so fast. He and Bixler, dynamite duo at guard. Neither one 6 feet tall, but each lightning quick. Here's Elkert, long range, Jackson Center. Good, a three-point bomb. Christopher Elkert, second pass in forecourt. Elkert let it fly. Anna couldn't find him. 12-point game, 46-34. 3:52 to go in the third. And the ball is hustled down the floor by Anna. A shove committed by Jackson Center in the corner of the court.
Well, the Tigers are starting to score, but the problem is they're still struggling trying to shut Anna down.
Tigers need stops. Ball flipped in cross court to Elliott. Elliott's got it from long range. He goes airborne on a three. He clangs off the iron. No. Rebound Jackson Center. The Tigers on his knees in backcourt, and head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout. 3:39 remaining in the third. Anna 46, Jackson Center 34 on scores, broadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. Thank you, Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Here's Jackson Center with the ball on a 12-6 run. Tigers once trailed 40-22. It's now 46-34. And look at the work by Esser in the lane. Outstanding shot fake. He got a couple rockets off their feet. And then he very deliberately went up and banked it in neatly off the glass. 10-point game. It's been as much as 18. 46-36, Anna, 2:58 left in the third. Dosik, baseline right, skips it cross-court to Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp throws out back to a teammate, handled there by Leininger. Isaac gives it to Elliott. Now Leininger, now Yuleskamp. Right side Leininger, 25 feet out. To Dosik between the circles. He goes near side to Bixler. Rockets about as patient as they've been all night. Elliott in the top of the key. Ball whipped to Dosik, short corner, works around Reichert, shot fake. Aiden blocked it from behind, but might have tagged him ever so slightly. Two-shot foul here for Dosik with 2:29 remaining in the third. And up 10, 46-36. Impressive, Chuck, is Griffin Dosik. He plays so much bigger than 6'5", doesn't he?
Absolutely. That's his first point in the third quarter after having 17 at the half. But they've gotten 8 points out of Yuleskamp this quarter, so they just take turns.
Yep, Yuleskamp has sparkled here tonight for the Rockets, as has Dosik, along with Bixler. And Griffin calmly flips in two free throws to make it a 12-point game again. Here's a long pass down the floor to Riker for Jackson Center. 2-on-2. Flips in the lane to Jaron Reese. His bank shot skips off the iron. Long rebound kicks to Bixler for Anna. 1-on-4, and he circles the wagons. Now he goes baseline left, and Blackfoot reached in. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Anna 48, Jackson Center 36. Looking to lob in baseline left is Yuleskamp. And a lot of action in the paint area, moving screen on Anna.
They're going to call it on Elliott. He's got to try to force his way through the screen.
Jackson Center inbounding, pressure by the green shirts. 10 players in backcourt. Now the Rockets retreat a little bit. Here is Flatfoot down the floor for Jackson Center. Foul line in the lane. On a weave, hits Riker behind him. All the way to the cup. A looping left-hander right in front. Off the back brace. No. Rebound Anna. Bixler up the court in the right corner. Tied up at Jackson Center. Clawed away by the Tigers. And Bixler may have fouled in his anxiety to try to get it back.
That was a good call by the official. A lot of times they don't get that one.
It has been a beautifully officiated game here
Absolutely.
Tonight. Yep, nicely done. And it's been a fast pace, a lot of contact. The officials have been spot on. Well worked by the men in stripes here tonight. A minute 48 to go, third quarter. 48-36, Anna up 12. Dribble drive, foul line. Esser got away with a walk, maybe. Little contact, no foul. He staggered, got the pass away to Reichert, far side of the floor. And here is a foul on a Rocket player. Bixler gets another one real quick. He had his hand.
They called that on Riley. That's his third.
Yuleskamp is nailed on the personal.
They were both there. They could have gone to either one of them.
Yep. A little too handsy. Team foul 6 on Anna Jackson Center now. The last 9.5 minutes of this game is in the bonus. Ball inbounded right corner by Jackson Center. Handled there by Garrett Pringer. Pringer in off the bench. Pringer, a 6-foot junior, hits Elkert. Elkert dives into the lane, loops up a lefty on the run. It hits the rim, kicks away. Anna's got the rebound. Minute 16 to go, third quarter. Rockets up 12. 25 feet out on the bounce is Isaac Linear. Linear controlling. Easy for me to say. Goes left corner to Dosik. Oh, right around two players. Jackson Center tried to draw the offensive foul. Nobody was set. The contact was ignored. It was all survived by Dosik, who powered to the rim and banked it down.
Well, that was a crucial time down. Anna could have let them get back under double digits, and instead they pushed it back out to 14.
With 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Straight away with the basketball. It is Esther to Pringer, far left flank for Jackson Center, which needs a bucket here. Last half minute, third period. Near side pass, Reichert. Anna's done a splendid job on Aiden here tonight. The stud sophomore has been blanketed by the Rockets. Reichert now has the ball out at the Tigers logo. Near the center line with 15, 14, 13 left to be played here in the third period of action. Ball is dealt now to Esser with 8 to go. Esser fakes right, goes left on the arc, foul line in the paint area. To Elkert behind the arc, runs hard to the foul line. Swish on the go at the buzzer. Count it, it's good. Oh, what a neat non-traditional maneuver by Christopher Elkert. Unorthodox, to say the least. But, boy, he can make him that way. A big 16-foot basket by Elkert at the buzzer, ending the third quarter. Anna still up 12, 50-38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Good third quarter by Jackson Center, which only sliced Anna's lead but 2 points. Here's Stewart, head of the circle for Anna. He sprays one off the iron. Long rebound to Bixler in the lane. A fall away from 12. Got it. Bixler hits for the Rockets, who lead at 52-38. As we open play here in the fourth. And then don't forget, tomorrow night, James Ryder and Chuck McBee have the Fort Loramie Versailles boys game, 8 o'clock tip. Online on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:40. Long three-point shot by Elkert is no good. Heck of a rebound on the inside by T.J. Esser. Splendid play by T.J.
He's getting better. He had a nice game against Loramie, and he played well tonight.
52-40. Anna up a dozen. Quickly, Anna down the floor. Dosik retaliates with a long trifecta. Griffin Dosik is amazing. Over 20 for him in this game. 6:42 left in the fourth quarter. Anna by 15. Rockets are relentless. Jackson Center has played Anna pretty even since the very early stages of the second quarter, but Tigers can't cut the margin. Loose ball out top of the circle, rolling near midcourt. Push off by Bixler of Anna. 1-1 for Flatfoot of the Tigers. Oh, Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. And the special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins in Fort Loramie. New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. and the banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu at Brookins, open until 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. You'll love Brookins. The pork chops on Saturday night are great. And that cheesy and meaty homemade pizza is perfect for families. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Timeout called after Esser missed the 1-1. Jackson Center got the rebound, right, Chuck?
Anna actually knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Jackson's ball bringing it in. Still down 15, though.
6:22 left here in the fourth quarter. Pretty high scoring third period. Jackson Center outscored Anna by a bucket.
Yep, 16-14.
Tigers inbounding right of the rim. Goes on the arc to Esser. They clear the floor for him. He wants to drive. Back to the basket in the lane. Little fallaway seven-footer in and out. Real tough break. And then Esser climbed the ladder, went over the back of Isaac Leininger on the rebound attempt. This Jackson Center basketball team, Chuck, is very good. This is a quality Tiger club. Anna is splendid. We've heard a lot about the Rockets. They are every bit as good as build. Here's Cameron Stewart on the arc. Straight away to Dosik. Dosik doesn't dribble, quickly passes to Bixler. Foul line extended left. He leans in from 12. He circled the shot around the rim. Couple bodies fall on the floor. Bixler went hard for the offensive rebound. Was he undercut with flat foot?
It wasn't how I saw it.
No, nope. That was the first missed call of the night right there.
What he saw was him get underneath him, but Bixler created the contact.
Oh, yeah, I thought Bart came in much too aggressively after missing the shot. He went through a body to get the offensive rebound. But nonetheless, Anna catches a break. Rockets throw in near midcourt, up 15 with 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Far left wing, it's Gilskamp, dashes to the foul line, gives it to Cameron Stewart on the arc. Now to Bixler, straightaway Dosik. Left flank Leininger. Leininger picked up by Elkert. There's a screen set, but Dosik, Leininger doesn't use it, goes opposite to Gilskamp in the right corner. Baseline to the rim, he's smacked hard from behind. Ball went soaring off the top of the glass. That is because he was bodied from the backside. And Yuleskamp's got two at the stripe with 5:20 left in the fourth quarter. And Anna up 55-40. Biggest lead was 18 at 40-22. Anna's gotten it to 10. Not to single digits yet, though, here in the second half.
Right.
Free throw, yes, by Yuleskamp. Second shot on the way. That one is in as well. 57-40. Anna's lead mounts. Back out to 17 now. Both teams in the 1-1. Team fouls 7 each way. Here's a long three. Quick fire. It is Esser. Clangs it off the rim short. Long rebound ricochets to Elkert. He bombs a triple. Bingo! He's got it. Elkert's canned a couple of deep threes in this game. 57-43. Jackson Center back within 14. Anna forecourt to her left. Ball knocked out by the Tigers. Boy, Jackson Center is going to be a tough out this year. It's a club that will be difficult to beat. Anna, for sure, a real challenge to knock off. Based on what we've seen so far, Chuck, these are the two best teams at this point in time, boys clubs in the Shelby County League.
Absolutely.
Deep right corner goes Bixler. Bixler drives baseline. Ball blocked. It goes way out top of the circle. Anna recovers. 4.5 to go in the game. 14-point game, 57-43 Anna. Here's Isaac Leininger. Hands off to Yuleskamp. And now they run a weave between the top of the circle and the center stripe. Jackson Center trying to overguard to prevent the ball from being reversed. Now it's lobbed far side of the court to Yuleskamp. 4:06 left here in the fourth quarter. Ball goes high post to Dosik. Oh, a nice feed. Backdoor cut all the way to the rim. Bixler in and out. No good. Rebounding foul on Anna. Tigers catch a break right there.
That did everything but go in.
And as a result of the missed shot and the foul after it against Anna, we walk to the other end, and the Tigers have a chance now to shave the 14-point disadvantage down to a dozen. Reichert at the stripe for the Tigers. It hits the back rim, a little heavy, long rebound, Anna. How many for Riker tonight, Chuck?
He's got 9, and I tell you, that's the second front end of the 1-1 that they've missed here in the fourth quarter.
Yes, Esther 1, Riker 1. A real hard-earned 9 points for the superb Jackson Center sophomore Aiden Riker here tonight. Yep, Ann is in the half court to her left. A misplay with the basketball. Jackson Center nearly steals. Timeout called, Rockets. Up 14, 3:45 to go in the game. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Anna 57, Jackson Center 43. Critical Shelby County League boys game here tonight from Jackson Center in northern Shelby County. And the Anna Rockets have led from the start. The lead has swelled to as many as 18. Jackson Center has not gotten it down below 10 here in the second half. Here's the ball coughed up by Anna in the lane, taken away by Reichert. Down the floor to Flatfoot. He guns it, three-pointer. He makes it. Couple of threes in a row with the Tigers, who are within 11, 57-46. Only 3 minutes left. Over guarding 20 feet away as Yuleskamp came off a screen, turned the corner, and Jackson Center fouled him. Again tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 webcast time, Fort Loramie girls host Versailles. Jim DeBelt and Chuck McBee have the call here on scoresbroadcast.com. And tomorrow night at 7:40 p.m. webcast time, it's Fort Loramie hosting the Versailles boys. James Ryder and Chuck McBee have the call on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night. Our next webcast after tomorrow will be Thursday night, December 27th. When the Fort Loramie girls host New Knoxville, which is playing very well this year. Here is Yuleskamp at the line. The free throw nestles in the front rim, gets to the back, and in it falls. 58-46, Anna. Second shot, swish, by Yuleskamp. 59-46, Rockets. Here's Jackson Center in backcourt. It is Esther up over the timeline. Well, the Tigers need to continue the rash of three-point makes. Outside the arc on the right, it's Flatfoot. He goes foul line extended. He's at the elbow. Gives it up baseline right to Reichert, who rises up and misses the 15-footer. Strong rebound, Carter Elliott of Anna. 2:45 to go. Anna in business, up 13. Here's a double team on Yuleskamp at the timeline. He manages to step right through it, gives it up left flank to a teammate. And there's a push-off foul. It goes against Flatfoot, who went for the steal and went through the body of the Rocket player. 2 minutes and 32 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. 59-46, Anna up 13. Rockets led by 7 at the end of the first period. And the Rockets were up by 14 at the halftime break, doubling that 7-point first period advantage. 36-22 at intermission. Jackson Center has never gotten it down to single digits here in the second half. First free throw is in by Bixler. Second shot on the way. Yes, he's got a pair. Anna in.
15 of 16 for the free throw line tonight for the Rockets.
Well, we remarked in our pregame how well these two clubs have shot all year long, both from the stripe and from the field. Anna has not disappointed one bit. Here's a quick long three by Esther of Jackson Center. It rolled out. The rebound in the lane. Yes, Flatfoot got the stick back. 2:18 to go in the fourth. 61-48 and a timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of good reasons, quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, for example, have preferred Regal forever. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. At RegalTrophyAwards.com. That's Regal for the crowning touch. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has high-quality furniture priced just right. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, and home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system will find for you a perfect-fitting mattress. And take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit the beautiful showroom at Goffney in Sydney. Hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture, always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Go Goffney. The Jackson Center has no choice but to foul Anna each time the Rockets have possession. But Anna won't oblige and miss a free throw.
No, they've missed one the whole game.
At the charity stripe for Anna. Connecting on the first one is Isaac Leiner, and he buries number two. And the lead swells back out to 15 points for Anna, 63-48 with a minute 51 left. Here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center with the ball in the right corner. It's Esser. He backs his defender down. Goes on the arc to the jump shooter. Way downtown, it's Sosby. It's in and out. Oh, it was below the iron. And snapped out of there, and the Rockets rip down the rebound. Here's a steal, though, near the timeline by Elkert of Jackson Center. He veers off into the right corner and launches a three. In and out, no good. Oh, what a rebound on the play by Anna's Bart Bixler. The little 5'11 young man soared for the board. He snatched it, gave it up to a teammate, and the Rockets are working the basketball deliberately now, up 15 with a minute 8 to go. Anna patiently attacks out near the timeline. Bixler on the bounce, loops it far side to Hjulskamp. 18 fouls on Anna, 10 on Jackson Center. Pulling up is Hjulskamp outside the lane to the right. He hits it. Hjulskamp stops on a dime and nails the short jumper. And the lead for Anna is 17, 65-48. Jackson Center with the ball, veering off into the right corner goes Elkert. Pitches opposite to Sosby. Deep three left side. Hits the rim, goes way up in the air. And the rebound is latched onto by Leininger of Anna. He loses the ball down the left side of the floor. Jackson Center retrieves, and the Tigers get a timeout. 30.8 remaining. 65-48 in favor of Anna. Again, Fort Loramie Versailles girls tomorrow at 2:10. Fort Loramie Versailles boys tomorrow evening at 7:40 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck and Jim DeBelt for the matinee, the girls contest. And Chuck and James Ryder with the night tilt. Long three-pointer, Jackson Center short. Rebound, Anna. Rockets to midcourt. It's all academic. The final 10 seconds tick away. Dosik hangs onto the ball. Both teams head to their benches. And the Anna Rockets have turned away Jackson Center on the Tigers' floor tonight by 17 points, 65-48. And it was a convincing win by Anna. Rockets jumped out to a first quarter lead of 7, 17-10. Doubled that to 14 by intermission. and Jackson Center was never able to work the deficit to under 10 in the final 16 minutes. Anna is very quick. It's an explosive club, a lot of firepower, some good height, excellent leaping ability. The young men for the Rockets play taller than their size, and all of them can shoot it. And we saw some fine penetration and driving toward the basket. We saw Anna run the floor, and we saw the Rockets make mid-range jumpers and long threes. Jackson Center wouldn't go away. In fact, I would say over the last two and a half quarters of this game, it was even Steven. The final deficit, 17. Anna worked it into the teens in the second quarter, and Jackson Center over the last two quarters plus played Anna to a stalemate, but the Rockets simply had built up too much of a lead. So many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go Goffney. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on Scores Broadcast. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And Regal Trophy and Awards, a new underwriting sponsor on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Chuck, let's take a look at our Clancy's Award winners and the point totals for these two clubs as Anna wins it by 17 points.
Well, Platfoot ended up with 16, Elkert ended up with 12, and Reichert had 9. That's the big three scorers for Jackson Center. We go to the other side. You got Dosick had 24, Uhlskamp had 23, Bixler had 11, the big three scorers for Anna. There's the difference in the basketball game there. For Clancy's award winners tonight, our players of the game is going to be Dosick and Uhlskamp, obviously, for Anna, and Platfoot and Christopher Elkert for the Tigers.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Anna Rockets are now 6-0 overall, 4-0 in the Shelby County League. Anna's next game is tomorrow night at home against New Bremen. We've got the Rockets at home next Friday night against Fort Loramie in Shelby County League play. Looking ahead down the schedule, Saturday night, January 5th, Anna entertains Marion Local. That should be a very good game between the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. Jackson Center Tigers are now 5-2. Jackson Center's next game is a league contest 1 week from tonight at Bodkins. On Friday, January 4th, Jackson Center is at home against Fairlawn. Shelby County League on the boys' side, obviously, very undecided. It's early, but the Anna Rockets defeat a solid Jackson Center club here tonight fairly easily by 17, 65-48. Obviously, Anna now, Chuck, with this road victory against a very competitive Jackson Center team, has an edge in the league on the boys' side.
Well, that was a solid road victory for the Rockets. We talked that they really hadn't beaten anybody up until this game tonight, but boy, did they show that they can play the game. And they're a three-headed monster offensively with a lot of good role players that don't try to score, don't try to do anything, but take care of the basketball, and they play outstanding defense.
And the cohesiveness provided by this Anna club really stood out tonight. I heard from a lot of people all summer who'd seen the Rocket boys play during the warm weather months, and they highlighted how impressive Anna looked. Boy, Anna is cohesive. It is a solid unit. They make good decisions, almost like they've got eyes in the backs of their heads for their teammates. But it's going to be a difficult team to beat here in the Shelby County League, to say the least. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say Anna potentially could have a clean slate and go 12-0, but I tell you what, it is a very potent high school basketball team, which plays in the Division III tournament,
right.
Because of Anna's size.
Yeah, it's too bad they're not Division IV, because they would be a factor all the way to Columbus if they were.
But they
still can be in Division III.
I would think so.
But it gets just a little bit tougher. But Fort Loramie's going to get better. When they get Mesher back, when they get Ratterman back, that's going to make them a better basketball team. Tonight, Jackson Center just ran into a buzzsaw, and Anna dominated every phase of the basketball game.
And by the way, that Anna Rushi boys game that was postponed from last Tuesday has been moved to the Tuesday at the end of the regular season, right before the sectional tournament starts. Who knows if that contest between Anna and Rushi at Rushi will have an impact on the Shelby County League standings, but it has been moved to game 12 for both Anna and Rushi. It is well into the month of February, after the two club schedules were supposed to end. They now play that final Tuesday before sectional tournament play begins on Friday. Anna's first date with Fort Loramie is coming up next Friday at Anna, and we'll have that action for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, tomorrow, Fort Loramie boys take on the Versailles boys tomorrow night. Fort Loramie girls take on the Versailles girls tomorrow afternoon. It's Chuck McBee and Jim DeBelt for the afternoon game at 2:10. It's Chuck McBee and James Ryder for the night game at 7:40. And then after Christmas, we'll have webcasts for you on December 27th, 28th, and 29th. Fort Loramie, New Knoxville girls on the 27th. And Fort Loramie, Anna boys on the 28th. And more than likely, a game for you 1 week from tomorrow night, pitting Bodkins at home against New Knoxville in a boys clash on Saturday evening. Chuck, that wraps it up from here at the Habitat of the Cat. Anna prevailing over Jackson Center. The Rockets remain undefeated at 6-0 and host New Bremen tomorrow night. Anna will be a clear-cut favorite in that contest tomorrow evening. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Anna Rockets have beaten the Jackson Center Tigers 65-48.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.